Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location is now open and taking appointments. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop, and Eric Bickle. That's the foursome. We'll talk to London Fletcher coming up in 17 minutes, the former Redskins middle linebacker. Give us his take on the Redskins. We'll talk some NFL with him. Dave Richard at 9 o'clock from CBS Sports to talk some fantasy football. And Barry Zwilluga from the Washington Post joins us at 9:20. We'll talk about the dwindling attendance at FedEx Field with him, and
maybe it was just the one-off.
Whether they can turn it around.
Maybe it was just the one-off. It was the weather.
It just was surprising at the home opener after a win.
It's hard. It's just hard to process it all.
But right now, we're going to switch gears. We'll open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop. We'll weave in your phone calls, too, on an open line Thursday.
All right. Let me see here. Got a few stories here you might be interested in. They're saying when Burt Reynolds died, he wasn't ill, they're saying. He was, in fact, he was reading a script. He was going through a script of a film that was scheduled to begin shooting in October when they last saw him, and then they woke up in the morning, and he was gone. Mm. Passed away.
What was the cause of death again? Was it a heart attack?
I thought it was a heart attack. They said it was a heart attack. So they say, yeah, he succumbed to cardiac arrest on September 6th at his home in Florida. He was 82 years old.
82, again, a solid run. 82, pretty good. I know a drab T-shirt thinks he's going to live to 90, but 82 is pretty solid.
There were some reports, we talked about it yesterday, that he was going to have his ashes scattered in like a Trans Am or whatever from like the Smokey and the Bandit thing, but I guess not. They're saying the family plans to scatter his ashes in the ocean. So that's what they're going to do.
Hmm. The old burial at sea.
I'm scheduled, I've said it 9 billion times, to be cremated, right? And I don't really want my ashes spread anywhere. I kind of want people to just kind of holler at me. Like, keep me in an urn somewhere
right,
and holler at me. Yeah. I don't want you to spread my ashes.
Where would you have it spread anyway?
So like above the fireplace or something.
Right.
That place is nice.
Yeah, I mean, but if you, yeah, where would you have spread it? Where would you go?
Where would, I mean, yeah, like at a radio station, probably, on a radio microphone?
Probably Glendale Country Club, the yeah. Hit his best round right. of golf ever.
Yeah, it was shot in 74.
Somewhere in Pointer Ridge.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't
you
even
get
have
it scattered at Blue Ash.
At Blue Mash.
I'm doing a cremation zing. Come on, work with me.
I know you are. I'm trying to think. I don't really have a great place where I would scatter them. I just want them in a silly urn. And I want them like, my kid's like fireplace or something. Beach house.
Now, which kid would get it?
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Like,
I don't
have to fight for your ashes.
Maybe they would each get like a pendant or something with some of my ashes.
Yeah, three separate urns.
That's so morbid. Do you think your kids want to carry your ashes around?
I don't know.
My kids would want to do that.
What happens if Jinxie Cat knocks it over?
I don't know.
It's all over the.
What is the idea when people.
Then thinks it's cat litter.
It's animals.
When people spread their ashes, what is their sort of the symbolism, the idea that they're going back into the earth and maybe they'll come back?
Or just to a place where they enjoyed while they were alive?
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I told my wife I don't care. I honestly,
do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. She was upset by the thought that I might be cremated because she thinks she wants to be buried.
Right.
And she thinks I should be buried next to her.
Well, you can bury your little ashes.
Right. I don't know how it works.
I just don't want to be.
I mean, the assumption is I die first.
I don't want to be in a drawer somewhere. Like it's some hurting like cemetery where they just have drawers of people.
You don't want a tail from the crypt.
That's hurting. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be in somebody's attic, like leftover. 200 years from now.
You want a silly mausoleum?
Yeah, you don't want to be Buddy from Ozark buried in the mausoleum.
Hey, don't give too much away.
Sorry.
By the way, our buddy Tom Mooney, actually, his dad passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he took the whole family,
right?
His wife and four kids. Mm-hmm. Six of them flew over to Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and they spread his ashes like on some rolling hill
right.
next to some sheep or something.
Now, how did that relate to his pops?
Because his dad wanted to have his ashes spread in Ireland.
Because that's where he's from or something?
Well, I mean, he's not from there, but he's...
He just got sights for Ireland.
Definitely an Irish name.
Megan sights for Hawaii. Should I have people go fly to Maui?
Well, just think about that.
Kapalua.
That's how long his money is. He just takes the whole family to Dublin just to spread ashes.
Yeah.
Well, when he defends every rapper that's ever born in Prince George's County,
my daughter told me
you can do that.
He represented Q to Fool, right? And he said Q to Fool. She said Q to Fool is blowing up. Like, for the suburban white kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
in Bethesda, Q to Fool is blowing
He's
up.
The guy.
What about Fat Trell?
Don't know. I don't know if Fat Trell is as hot right now as Q to Fool.
Okay.
She's like, don't you know him? I was like, no, I don't know him. I just know the attorney.
Right.
Representative.
Everyone knows right. the attorney.
The guy's trying to get him out of trouble.
Yeah, right.
We know that guy.
See if you can find that Q to Fool. Didn't we have it?
We played it once.
Did you play it again? I think I liked it. Maybe he's got a new song, new fire.
Yeah, his spins are going to be catching up to Danielle Bregoli soon on this show. God forbid.
Paulina Gretzky, apparently, I don't know, maybe things haven't quite settled down with her and DJ. She posted some cryptic message with some lyrics or something on her Instagram. She's also photographed without her
Shocker,
wedding ring.
She was on the gram.
So, I don't know.
She loves attention dollars.
Of course she does.
The report is that DJ got a little too friendly with that chick at the golf course, and that's what set her off and pissed her off. But remember, Dustin, he posted something and said, you know, they love each other and they're, you know, they're just getting
every
through
relationship
it.
Has ups and downs.
Has ups and downs, that kind of thing. Yeah. Apparently, it's still down.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me. Do you have the cue to fool?
So I mean, this is going to take some time.
Why? Because you have to.
So much cursing.
Do you really need to hear cue to fool?
I want
to
hear it. My daughter said it's. The new
well, then
fire.
You know it's
I
awful.
Just can't believe your daughter's listening to this.
If your daughter likes it, you know it's terrible.
I like a lot of the music my kids listen to. Because I listen to it with them. Let me see. You don't care about that.
I smell that food.
Lindsay Zarniak's husband, today anchor Craig Melvin.
Yeah. Good dude.
Apparently developed a corn. I don't know how you say this, Cakes.
Coronary?
Cornelius
Bennett?
Cornelius Bennett ulcer. From sleeping in his contacts.
Wow.
It's hurting. Did he have?
I could see that. I used to fall asleep with my contacts when I used to use them back in the day. It's never good.
A corneal? Is that how you say it?
Corneal.
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 It's your cornea.
Right,
your cornea. Your corneal.
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 How do you say it?
Corneal.
Corneal.
There yes. you go. You got
Craig
it.
Craig Melvin developed a corneal ulcer from sleeping in his contact lenses. They say he went to see an ophthalmologist after his colleagues noticed his red eye. He said, my eyes didn't feel like there was a problem, but the redness is typically the telltale sign.
He's got some dry eyes.
The doctor said if it had gone untreated for several weeks, it could have been irreparable.
Mm. Are you supposed to sleep with your contacts?
I think they have some kinds that you can, though.
Generally, you're not supposed to.
Don't they
to.
Have some that you can wear for like a month?
Yeah, there are some.
Who knows?
Maybe he was wearing the dailies and he's supposed
Maybe
to have
just
the
forgot.
Monthlies.
Maybe he just forgot.
I think people just get lazy.
See, That's he's hardwired to
or
be
you
lazy.
Or you just pass out with them in your eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just kind of forget.
Yeah, fall asleep and don't think
about
it. Yeah,
but he must have been doing it a lot. Who knows? Kylie Jenner's in the news. They say that she's been eating cereal her whole life, Cakes, without milk. Kind of like what I'm doing right now.
That's news. That's what you get on social media. I think she tweeted or Instagrammed that it was a life game changer. That
she added
milk for the first time to cereal.
Why wouldn't she? We've been drinking almond milk. At my house lately.
Been doing that for years.
You have?
Yeah, we've had that forever.
Yeah. Do you get the sweetened or the unsweetened?
No, I guess it's sweetened. It tastes pretty good.
Does it taste like silly vanilla?
Usually get the vanilla.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I don't really understand.
It crushes regular
I've had
milk.
Almond milk before. I don't understand the concept.
I think it's just crushed almonds.
It's just crushed almonds with like sugar and water added and they turn it into milk? That's what it is?
I think so.
How about this? It tastes good, whatever.
I mean, it tastes
fine. Unsweetened tastes like water. The unsweetened is not good.
We
get
definitely
the vanilla.
The
So I don't know if that's doing you any favors health-wise because you're getting all that extra sugar.
All those
very low calories.
Almonds that are not turned into milk are butt expensive. Yes. Whoever's running the almond game, they have yachts everywhere. They probably own half of the world. Go in and look and see how much almonds cost.
Oh, believe me, I know.
They're not cheap.
Have them in the house.
All right, let's
always.
Pay out some of these calls. 800-636.
Part of the reason you're going bankrupt.
Right.
106.
Big trail mix isn't expensive.
Let's go to Matt in Potomac. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, doing great.
What's up?
So just talk a little bit about the PGA Tour. I don't know if you guys saw their big announcement.
Are you on speaker? What's
going on?
Yeah,
why don't you pick up the phone, man? It's disrespectful. Pick up the phone.
There you go. How about now?
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
So I don't know if you guys have been following the PGA Tour's announcement with Congressional Country Club recently.
No, we missed that. We missed that one.
Okay, yeah, you guys finally get a golf call, and then you give him a hard time. It's hilarious.
Does he think we don't know?
He's just setting it up. Relax.
All right. Of course we know.
Right, they're going to have the Ryder Cup in 2070.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 2070. So the weird thing that I was thinking about that is, so Rory McIlroy is going to be 47 years old when the Ryder Cup comes here.
Right.
So maybe he'll be the only person now that we know that's playing that's going to be around for that.
Right.
But it's really interesting to think that, you know, 2036 for the Ryder Cup and 2031 for the PGA Championship, they're all going to be new guys. Those guys that are going to be playing.
Dude, we said that.
Of course.
We're just hoping we're going to be there.
Guys that are 4 years old, kids that are 4 years old right now will be on that team.
If I'm lucky enough to be there, I'll be a grandpa.
I'm sure I care about the Ryder Cup team in 2036. I don't care about the Ryder Cup team in 2018.
I already got tickets for my wife.
By the way, that's blasphemous that you said. Yeah, don't ever say that.
Is that next weekend?
I don't think I'm the only one.
It's his bye week.
By the way, Tiger tees it in about 3 hours.
Tiger week.
Yeah, keep napping during Tiger.
Well, I will not.
I will. I have to.
Hey, Bickle. What? I'm going to put money that Rory is not on the Ryder Cup team in 2036.
At 47?
Yeah, he's not going to be on the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'll be all kids that are 4, 5, 7 years old right now, 9,
Look, I just want it's a nice life goal.
I just want to make it to the Ryder Cup.
See if you can wheel me out there.
Make it to Congressional, baby, 2036.
With my oxygen tank.
Is that the goal? Just be alive in 2036?
That'd be a huge life win.
How about it's the only goal?
I'm with you, Case.
That's it. All right, it's the only one that matters.
I agree.
Coming up next, former Redskins middle linebacker London Fletcher as we talk some NFL on the Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you're playing along at home, Jason loves to do music bits.
This wasn't me. This is Valdez.
Oh, Valdez did this.
Yeah.
London calling because scheduled to join us is London Fletcher. And he hasn't called yet.
You have a backup called London not calling, like Rick Fox not calling right. The last two shows back-to-back.
We've
had
some bad luck here this week.
Some bad mojo.
You can lock this up. Dave Richard will join us at 9.
Oh, yeah.
We will talk fantasy football at 9 o'clock.
And Barry's Verluga.
Week 3.
At 9:20, right?
Yes. Why don't we weave in a couple phone calls here as we wait for London to call us. The former Redskins linebacker.
I want to ask him about our linebackers. I want to ask him about our pass rush.
The boys were asking in the production studio before we went on if you believe that London remembers the little spat he had with EB. And then they were playing it back. Jason got all bitter at EB, just yelled, "Can I talk?"
I don't remember that.
I don't even remember the spat.
What was the spat about?
I think it was RG3. I forgot. Over RG3.
What was it about?
Playing time.
Well, I can't remember.
I think Kirk was playing and RG3 wasn't developing or something like that.
And you were bitter.
And then at one point, in the middle of the interview, he said, "Is Eric going to have another hissy fit?"
Oh. Who said that?
London. He said it to you.
No, but I thought we had a fight about something else. I thought it was about, he was like.
Jim Haslett?
Yes. Because he was like throwing players under, or threw Haslett under the bus. He had just played for him or something like that.
I think you guys have gotten into it a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm over that.
The highlight to me was Jason yelling at EB.
Now I feel like I need to hear it. Now the East, now you have a new job for the rest of the day. You have to find
the rest of the day.
They were just playing it.
I want to hear Cue to Fool.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear what?
Oh, they were playing it in the studio.
Their production
studio. They're playing
studio.
It during the break.
Got it.
Jason yelling at EB and London Fletcher saying hissy fit.
Yeah. Was that during the same interview?
Yes. Who knows? You were trying to get in. Eric was going at it with London Fletcher.
Right.
Fletcher says hissy fit, and then you just said, can I talk?
So I screamed at both Eric and London, essentially.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you're mostly screaming at me, I'm sure.
Right. Well, you wouldn't shut up, probably.
All right, let's go to Eric in Fairfax. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jocks.
Eric?
What happened?
Eric.
Lost him. Eric. Shocker. You know, I hear my mom's voice there in the background. So this morning, I was just, you know, I had my mom on that Life 360 thing where I was just checking in to make sure everybody was where they need to be. And I was just curious, seeing where my mom was. And my mom, it said that my mom was like on I-95 at like 5:20 this morning when I pulled in to work.
Okay.
And I went, what? Like in Philly.
Jason, that's not fun.
I go, what? And then I saw that she was in.
Does she want to see Carson Wentz come back this week?
She was in Jersey like earlier in the day. She was driving at the top speed. It tells you how fast you drive. Top speed of 89 miles an hour.
Right, you knew that wasn't her.
I was like, what?
Unless she was kidnapped.
What is going on?
Right.
So I, and then it looked like, and it could tell it was a little bit of a delay. She didn't have her Wi-Fi on or something. So sometimes it takes a little while to their find a location. And it turns out she's at a Holiday Inn Express off 95, or at least the phone is.
Dicey.
I called my wife. I go, is mom in Philly? Was she driving 90 to Jersey? Like, what is this? And then, first of all, Dina yelled at me for waking up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you called your wife at 5:30 in the morning?
Well, I mean, it could have been an emergency.
Yeah.
What's happened? Like,
either, someone might have killed her and taken her phone. I mean, I don't know. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, I guess she went with my sister to Jersey and to Philly. I don't know. They were doing something.
Carissa's got lead foot.
My sister was driving 89.
Your sister was rolling it? Was she in Avalon Touring?
Man, I think she was trying to haul ass from here to Jersey.
Not make good time.
That is no joke.
That's dicey.
That's moving.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to have to have a little talk with her.
All right, I believe London
she's
Fletcher.
She's a grown woman. But...
I mean, you got to be a really good driver to go 90. Like, I can do it easily.
Yeah, like me. Like...
But there's no way your sister should be driving 90.
I do believe London Fletcher's on the line with us, NFL analyst for the CBS Sports Network. You can catch him Sundays throughout the season on that other pregame show, which airs at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central.
London.
Morning, London.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, you missed your walk-up song. We played London Calling by The Clash. I'm sure you're a big fan.
Listen, somebody asked me how many times have I heard that song when I've been on the radio. And I said, first of all, until you just told me who sang the song, I didn't know who sang it. But I've heard it numerous times.
That's what hack radio shows do.
So you didn't know it was The Clash, though.
I know it now. I know it now.
You love Joe Strummer. Right.
London, before we ask you about the rest of the league, I want to get your take on the Redskins. I assume you follow them and what they've done here in the first couple weeks. Specifically, the defense. Defense looked great in the first week, right, against the Cardinals. Now, it turns out maybe the Cardinals aren't that good, obviously. But the one thing we noticed with those limited pass rush, and then that kind of continued in week two. What have you seen so far? Why aren't we getting a pass rush from some of our guys? Like, why is it Kerrigan and Preston Smith and these guys? Why aren't they getting in there? Are the quarterbacks just getting rid of the ball too quick, or what are you seeing?
Well, it's a couple different things. First of all, yeah, the quarterback getting rid of the ball really quick. Against the Colts, you saw a lot of quick routes, a lot of crossing routes, things like that. But also, you know, in order to be able to rush the quarterback, you have to get in passing situations. And the Redskins didn't win enough first and second downs. I mean, they were at a lot of third and one, third and two, third and three. So, you're not going to get to the quarterback that often if you're in third and shorts. It just doesn't happen. So I think you need to look at that from that standpoint. How many true third and six or seven pluses did the Redskins have as far as an opportunity to rush the passer? I think those guys will be able to get to the quarterback, but they got to get into third and longs. Otherwise, it's going to be tough to get to the quarterback.
London, do you have us on speakerphone? We're having a tough time hearing you.
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, Better not.
That's definitely better. We're going to have to fire Drab because that is a producer responsibility. Right. So, Drab, you're fired.
There we go.
We shouldn't have to ask that on air.
Hey, man, this is good. I think I said some good stuff, too. Did y'all hear that?
No, we heard it.
We got it. We did.
A lot had to do with down and distance, and that's certainly part of it. Yeah. And they have faced quarterbacks. I saw Andrew Luck was getting rid of the ball in an average of 2.33 seconds. So, the outside guys don't necessarily have a great time.
Also, with that, as a defensive coordinator, if you know that teams are getting rid of the ball quickly, maybe you change up do some things differently from a coverage standpoint to force the quarterback to hold on the ball a little bit longer to get those guys a chance, an opportunity to get to the passer. So, there's different things you can do, but you have to win first and say, now you can't give up 7 yards on a run on first down or 6 yards on first down and another three on second down and then think you're going to get after the quarterback on third down.
You think they'll be able to adjust and play better this week against Aaron Rodgers, even though he's banged up? I mean, he gets rid of the football quickly if he wants to.
Well, they better.
Right.
It's going to be a great challenge. Coach Tom Sula, the defensive line coach, he is one of the best defensive line coaches in the National Football League, and he'll have a great plan to be able to take advantage of the blocking of the offensive line on the Green Bay Packers. I think you all saw what Chicago was able to do, getting to Aaron Rodgers even before he got injured in that game. They did a great job of getting after the quarterbacks, and Tom Sula, during his time in San Francisco, they had a great job. They did a great job of being able to shut down Aaron Rodgers in a lot of those games. So I think they'll have a great game plan to be able to get after him.
Joined by London Fletcher, former Redskins middle linebacker. Now you can watch him on the CBS Sports Network on that other pregame show. They were getting burned, and you mentioned this earlier, by the crossing routes, the pick plays. How do you defend that best?
Well, first of all, you got to when you look at the formation, you as a defensive back, whether you're a linebacker and you're in coverage, recognizing the potential of these pick plays. So you look at the formation, you see, this is a formation where, potentially get a crossing route. So there has to be an anticipation and an awareness of the possibility that they're going to run crossing routes first and foremost and get yourself in a situation to be able to best defender, and then maybe you can have a safety ready to rob those crosses and say, hey, as you're doing your film study, you'll identify, which guy you're going to cut. When I say cut, who you're going to rob as anticipate coming across the middle. Who are you going to come down to as a safety? So, and that can be done, during a week of practice and also during communication between the corner and safety. So those are ways that you can do it. And also, you got linebackers in there, have them hit somebody. Don't just be standing there. Hit some of those crosses, man.
Right.
Help those defensive backs out.
How many times did you face Alex Smith in your career, and what did you see from Alex? Sure, he's matured maybe since you've retired, and last year he threw the ball downfield, but what did you see from Alex Smith as a quarterback?
I don't know how many times I played against him. Definitely a couple. I think the last time that we faced him, one thing I noticed, Alex is more athletic than you would think going into a game. And, he's a very smart quarterback. He gets rid of the ball very quickly. The offenses that he's played in, especially once he was in with Kansas City and Andy Reid, perfect system for him to get rid of the ball and, allow his playmakers to make plays. So, those are some of the things that I like about him. And what he was able to do.
Hey, what do you think about the roughing the passer call there in the Packers-Vikings game and how it's kind of gone? I mean, that was Clay Matthews hitting Kirk Cousins from the side. It looked like a perfect tackle, and he was flagged.
The crazy thing is, I didn't think it was a flag, but think about this. The reason why the NFL even went to this whole emphasis on the roughing the passer and not having too much body weight on the quarterback is because Aaron Rodgers got injured last year by Anthony Barr. So, they were basically a victim of the rule that was created to protect their quarterback.
Hmm.
It's tough for a defensive for a defensive player, especially a pass rusher. You're going, your job is to bring the quarterback down in whatever way possible. And here you have Clay do it the right way, and he still got penalized. And
right.
for the NFL to come out and say that was a penalty, that was called correctly, it's just ridiculous. Like, admit your mistake and move on. But it's just, there's no consistency with the calls. There's, you know, if 99 drunks in the bar could tell that it was not a penalty, then it shouldn't be a penalty. But for the head of officials to come out and try to justify that call, it's just ridiculous.
Well, that was a huge play, too, because he threw an interception on that play. The game should have been over. And of course, Cousins got the 15 yards, and then he went down. They scored. They tied the game up, and then it ended up tied. That was a huge. You would have been so pissed, London, if they threw a flag on that play, especially.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That would have been smoke coming from my head. But you know, that's going to happen. That's going to happen throughout the course of the season, where you're going to cost teams games because of plays like that, where I did everything the right way, and yet I still get penalized. And that's just not right.
That's London Fletcher. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Thank you, London.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
You can watch him throughout the season on Sundays on that other pregame show, 8 a.m. We've been doing the show for, 22 years now?
Yeah.
Phone technology just hasn't gotten better.
Man, why was the phone so bad?
It doesn't get better.
We took him off speaker, and it wasn't that much better.
It wasn't.
It was marginally better.
Uptick.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Awful.
It was one of, they patch him through, and it just gets distorted.
Patch him through why, where?
He's doing like a bunch tour of
like
interviews?
He'll call. Yeah.
Is he in New York or something?
Well, he calls the CBS switchboard or whatever.
How about this?
Maybe we bypass the switcher. We just call the guy directly.
Well, normally it sounds fine.
As a country, we should ditch the entire space program and funnel all that money, however much that is, into perfecting phone technology.
So no space force, a phone force.
Yeah, no space force whatsoever.
Do you guys want to
shut down all the rockets? No more space shuttle launches. None of it. No satellites being launched.
Are you shutting down James Harden as well?
Shut down James Harden, yes. He's not going to play any more defense. Perfect phone technology. That's all. I don't think it's that big of an ask.
I agree with you.
What do you have over there?
I was
going to
say, do you guys want to hear when you and London were beefing?
Yes.
People do want to hear it.
They do?
It's going to be awkward, but.
All right.
By the way, the question you're asking, Eric's going crazy. Ah.
Keep getting talked
Eric,
over.
Well, hold Eric, on. Sorry.
Eric, I want Eric to have another hissy fit.
All right, hold on.
I might.
I'm just going to answer your question.
Yeah, have a tad.
Hold on.
How's that defense looking?
All right, London, hold on.
I don't think it looks very good.
Hold on, London. So you're asking.
No, they look better.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Oh, you were frustrated with him.
Jason, please, you got to finish it.
I'm trying. London, the question. That wasn't the spat.
I like it, though.
That was nothing.
That was just
simmering.
Getting bitter.
You got to get the one when I was giving him business London, about Hazlitt.
London's the one who wouldn't shut up. Me and you.
Yeah.
It's a clear phone he had, too.
Yeah, his phone's a much better. How many years ago was
Can
that,
Can he go
by
back
the way?
To that house?
What year was that?
That phone?
Do we know what year that was?
14. Was that 14?
It was right when we first moved in here.
So the phones have gotten worse.
Oh.
Like the Skins fan base deteriorating.
Right.
It's crumbling.
His phone was awesome.
Yeah.
No, you're
How
right.
We worse now?
We have to bypass the whole patch it through New York
or
wherever
they're
doing it.
We're not doing the patch it thing
anymore. It works sometimes.
We just gotta go
I'm out on
right to their source, wherever their house is or hotel room.
Right. I mean, come on. I mean, he had good stuff. It was just sound like a mumbler.
I didn't hear
Patch
anything
Adams.
He said. I'll be honest with you. I didn't hear one thing he said.
It was really hard to understand.
I don't know
and
what he said.
And Drabby won't even get him off speaker.
I think he mentioned Alex Smith once.
I mean, isn't that the first rule?
Rick, how often do we have phone problems? Not that often.
Okay. We should have zero.
I tell everyone to take him off speaker. All the callers, everybody.
Except you forgot this one time.
Well, I think he put us back on after he got put on hold.
Oh.
I hope Dave Uitchard and Barry Sverluga are on clear phone line.
Dave usually sounds crystal
clear. He does, yes.
So we'll talk some fantasy football at 9 with Dave Richards, CBS Sports. It is Open Line Thursday. You want to chime in on anything? 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chunky's all 106.7 The Fan. We're stuffing our face now. We got to thank Chuck Lee. He owns Pamplona, which is where AWOD hangs out all the time. But he dropped off some amazing food from brunch to happy hour to late night. There's something for everyone at Pamplona. They're in Clarendon. Find out why everyone's talking about Pamplona and try the best tapas. With all you can eat small plates for $35 every day, and don't miss out on live DJs Friday and Saturday nights. And they actually sponsor Play to Win.
Yes, they do.
With Adam Epstein, the podcast.
Isn't that just unbelievable?
Well, the food looks amazing. I'm going to get a plate after the break.
Actually, sponsoring it with money because he's busto.
I'm not even positive that that is the title of the show. It is Play to Win, right?
Yes.
I think because I actually wrote down For the Win. Is that a website?
Yes. Yeah, that's the USA Today's like big lead.
That's like a real website.
Now you're right. Muddying the water so you can salty.
We have no affiliation. We only play to win.
Right.
You wish you had affiliation with USA Today.
So Chuck is the guy that's basically sponsoring, that takes care of you. He's basically like your godfather.
He's been feeding me about three times a month, you know.
Only three times a month?
Well, that's not including drinks.
And he was nice enough to bring gift cards to Pamplona, and he said he can't give them to AWOD because he can't trust him not to stand out of the street corner and sell them for half price, even though he's getting them for free.
Was he being honest?
I think he was being honest.
He was kind of laughing, but I think there was some honesty there,
too. Have you done that?
Have you done that?
I was eyeing the cards, and my boys have offered me, you know, I'll give you $10 for a $20 coupon. And
Right.
I had the idea in my mind.
You're running a Groupon scheme over there.
You haven't done it.
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Right.
Yet.
I don't believe him.
I mean, Drabby did that. He extorted me for some gift cards.
You extorted?
You guys begged.
Yeah, you begged.
You guys had a deal.
I know. I'm just trying to make it.
Still waiting for JP's fillets to come in from the palm.
Are you the norm of Pamplona? Do you know that reference?
There's a crew that comes there. I mean, everyone knows your name. That was the cheers bit.
Do we really need the gift cards? Wouldn't we just get the hook job when we walked in?
I mean, if Adam
Couldn't we just text
if
Chuck?
Adam. Yeah, if I just... do I need a gift card? I mean, the gift card.
You could go around me.
It's a very good point.
And I just contact Chuck Lee.
Yeah. I've never thought of it that way.
I just contact Chuck Lee and say, I'm coming. I'm bringing my wife.
Right.
And I've got the hook.
Can we have someone from Digital make a GIF of Adam as a matador and the bill coming at him and then him olaying
sure
it?
Yeah.
By the way, you pummeled your brunch.
Oh, that was good. The hash browns are money.
Yeah.
What kind of hat are you wearing? Should I know this?
No, this is
your softball team?
It's the old one. We're playing for a new team now, but this is the old. This is Revolution. Leesburg Revolution.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You've asked me that
gear.
Before. You thought it was Rutgers.
I thought it was Rutgers.
I would never wear a Rutgers hat.
No.
Yeah.
And that logo is actually better than Rutgers' logo.
I agree.
You're repping your old team.
Yeah, we're with a new
team.
Shouldn't
you like light that on fire? Don't you have like bitterness?
I just like that. No.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay.
No bitterness.
Oh, okay.
We just moved up. We had to move up.
All right. I like the hat.
It's the red hat. Yeah. Cake's not wearing a hat today. That's an upset.
Well, because I got my hair cut. Yesterday, I had the hurting horseshoe. Like I looked like Dwayne Haskins.
Where'd you get it cut?
He's throwing five touchdowns on my head.
Where'd you go?
My guy, Jonathan, personal stylist.
Are you still going
He's
to
the
Jonathan?
Only person that cuts my hair.
Is that the guy you go? My guy, Jonathan, that I used to see?
No.
He's not going to Fairfax.
No.
I'm sure that's an exclusive name.
My guy is in silly Sandy Spring.
Silly downtown Sandy
Spring. He is in that spot.
Has those three words ever been said together
Probably
before?
Not.
Silly Sandy Spring.
Fine Sandy Spring. Is that next to Silver Spring?
It's not. It's actually
Olney.
It's actually tucked in between Olney and another burg you've probably never visited, Ashton, Maryland.
Okay, Ashton, I consider Silver Spring. It's where Hampshire Greens is. Really nice golf
Correct.
course.
Yes. Basically. So it's tucked in right there.
I think Sandy
How big
Spring,
is Sandy Spring?
Like a mile.
Have you seen...
Like two blocks?
Have you seen a postage stamp?
Yeah, it's about like that.
It's about that big. It's
Yet
tiny.
They have a bank.
They definitely have... It's one of my go-to banks. It's one of my
But
banks.
You never go inside.
No, I almost always go inside.
Oh, you
because
do?
I don't... I've lost my ATM card. Didn't get another one.
What are you doing? I just need a new one.
I just haven't done it.
Can't you just fill out something online?
I just haven't done it.
Remember that conversation
lazy.
About laziness?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are
and,
lazy.
And I also opened up an Ally bank account online.
I still haven't done that.
Because I'm getting silly interest.
What are you
instead
getting?
Of Knob's right. interest.
He's getting like 1.8% or something.
Yeah, you know what you're getting at M&T? 0.05%.
How do you know? Did you check my bank?
Because I know. Because the brick and mortars give you nubs interest.
Cakes isn't obsessed about money or anything, though.
God, 1%. Not going to do anything for
1.85%.
Not going to do anything. 5%. Not going to do anything for
you. So why adds up. Did you put your whole nut over there?
I put some of the nut over there. Partial nut. I put the partial nut over there.
I think I have to do that. I told you I was going to do it.
I mean, you should do it.
Laziness. Lazy. Just lazy.
Do you like getting interest statements to say you made $3 a month in
what's
interest?
What's the difference between that says you made $12 a month? I mean, what's the difference?
Last month, I made $39 in interest.
Oh, you got a big account. I usually make $39. Like 5 cents in interest.
Is $39 more than $3?
Actually, I might only make 2 cents in interest.
And next month, it's going to be like $42.
You got a swole account over
you
there.
You keep thinking it doesn't add up.
Yeah. People get, by the way, people,
stack the chips.
You understand, you just told everybody how much you have in that account.
Okay, it's not, I mean, it's not a crazy amount.
I mean, you
amount.
Probably couldn't figure out the math.
He's flush.
They can figure it out.
How many times have I told people he is flush?
I have $29,000 in a savings account.
Wow.
Whoopee-doo.
Damn.
Whoopee-doo.
That's pretty good.
It's not a ton of money.
A lot more than I got.
Bepe.
You shut up. You got so much money over there.
I do not have so much money, believe me.
Let's go to Paul in Arlington.
You should see my
bills. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks.
What's up?
Yeah, it's a general comment, and since it's Open Line Thursday, well, for me, it's Open Landline Thursday, so you know what generation you're talking to. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but your call is crystal clear. We can understand you.
All right, good. I hope you don't hang up on me in a second, though. Here's my question. It's a comment and a question. I know we're in a huge football marketplace. Yep. I understand that. But it's been a long time since 1992. And my point, I guess, is I wish and I wonder why we don't do this more. We've got some great women's teams in the area. And, you know, I'm a high school teacher. I announced sports games for, you know, off and on for 20 years, girls teams as well as the guys teams. And, you know, the Mystics, I mean, I think it's a flawed playoff system, but They had a pretty good run this year.
Oh, yeah,
and
they did. Yeah.
They got a little run. They got a little run, too.
The answer is there's not enough interest.
And hold on. We did talk about the Mystics, all right?
And Della Dunn, too. I mean, she's got a great story. You know, she moved here. Washington Post has been covering them a little bit more than they used to. And I know, I mean, it might not be your thing, but I wish we did have on our two major radio stations more coverage of women's sports.
There's just not enough interest. Look at the stands. Yeah, look at the ratings.
They had 10,000 people at George Mason last week. They had 10,000 people in the stands, and there was a lot of enthusiasm. And anybody who believes there was 57,000 at FedEx last week, they need to recount.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree about that. But you
it's
know,
just,
it's
a lot just more an 10. Idea.
But in terms of the Mystics, and we did try and give them – it's not like we had any guests on, but we did talk about the games.
I watched, acknowledge them.
I watched a couple of the games. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty big story.
We were given the scores.
And Della Don, she's awesome.
She's got a great story, too. Yeah. She's got a special needs sister that she moved here from, you know, to
of
be
course.
Closer to. That's what I understood from the Washington Post. Anyway, guys,
dude,
you've got a great show. I'm not trying
I discovered Deli.
Yep. You were there. Ground floor.
I bumped into her at the Atlantis on a water slide when she was still in college. I knew who she was before anybody.
Before Pedro?
Yes. I guarantee it.
You guys, thanks for taking my call.
Right, thank you, Paul.
I don't care.
Thank you, Paul.
That's the big answer. Look,
I
don't even know if it still exists, but there was a women's pro soccer team.
They still
exist. I think they're called the Spirit.
Yeah.
I think they still exist, for sure.
And I've been to a game, but there just aren't that many people that go.
Well, I saw the crowd shots from DC United. I think it was last night.
That's not really fair, though. They're playing a friendly against a Honduran team that nobody's ever heard of.
I mean, you would expect more people to be in the stands.
It's like a preseason game.
The stadium's a novelty at this
point.
I bet you
didn't even play Wayne Rooney.
Probably didn't make it on the pitch.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. People want you to cover more sports that have like sort of niche audiences. It's not good for our business.
If more people were interested in it, including ourselves, and more people went to the games, it would get more coverage.
And
in
hence,
some ways, we're responsive.
Yeah, we don't make people interested. We reflect.
We don't set the agenda.
We reflect the interest. We don't create the interest. And
not entirely true with golf talk, but there is self interest.
Well, you're crazy there because the Tiger Woods is the biggest. Arguably one of the biggest athletes in the world. So whenever Tiger plays, and that's typically when we talk about golf, is when Tiger's playing.
Can't wait to preview East Lake.
See, we probably won't even do that. Now, if Tiger plays well, we'll mention it tomorrow. But I think with the Mystics, it was a great example. As they got further and the enthusiasm around here did gain, we reflected that interest and that enthusiasm, and we talked about it.
Same thing with the Caps.
Yeah, same thing
with
the Caps.
I mean, we've always talked Caps, but it obviously –
ramped up and took over.
Ramps up once the playoffs start. And,
but that wasn't us creating the interest.
Right.
They did that.
Not our job to create the interest, because you could do that about, like you said, every sport. People say, why don't you talk more lacrosse? Why don't you talk more bowling?
Whatever it is.
Right. Soccer, anything.
I'd love to talk lacrosse. Lacrosse is a huge part of my life with my kids and everything. But I can't come in on the radio and just talk lacrosse.
People get his, well, I mean, you could mention it.
Cricketville. Mention it. If it wants it a second, you know,
maybe Maryland wins a national championship.
Yeah, of course we do. And we'll have Tillman on or something. But, I mean,
right.
You can't just sit here and do a lacrosse segment every week.
No, right?
Yeah,
I mean, to make it interesting, we have to have Paul Rabel fire shots at Adam.
Exactly. Exactly. But we do it. We try to find a way to weave it in.
Occasionally on Open Line Thursday, people say, how come you guys talk about rugby? Yeah, because nobody
cares about rugby.
Right.
Well, that's rugby actually has a huge, like, and you know, like Gonzaga is a huge rugby program. They're, you know, they're,
I mean, if you say so, I'll take well, your word for it.
It's one thing to they talk do, Mystics, but you can't go rugby.
I'm not. I'm not,
just
but
saying,
it has
you can't
its
bring
niche.
Rugby.
It has its niche.
Very small.
Yeah, it's very niche-y.
Hey, we were going to have somebody on this week who was an NBA player and Rick Fox talk about esports because that's starting to blow up.
He's banned
well, he's
from
never
the show
coming
forever.
On the show.
I got my Ninja magazine yesterday.
I mean, there's a gamer on the cover of ESPN the magazine.
If you didn't tell me it was Ninja, I wouldn't have recognized him.
What's that guy's name with green hair? What's his name?
That's Ninja.
Ninja?
Yeah, I got mine yesterday.
That's amazing how much run he's getting.
He's making like $1 million a month.
That's he's not the only one. There's about 10 guys just like him.
Oh, no, I agree.
My kid just loves the fact that I told him, if you were as good as Ninja, I would absolutely support you.
Right, but you're not that silly at
right,
the video game.
Zero chance of that.
You're kind of going to stink at Fortnite. You're not going to make a living at
it. Start working on your Black Ops a little bit more.
Right. You're not that good at it.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. Next, we talk fantasy football with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.